السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات، مجيب الدعوات، رفيع الدرجات، رافع السماوات، وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات، وهو الذي إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا وليس لنا رب سواه، بها نحيا وبها نموت. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في محكم التنزيل وفرقانه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. صدق الله مولانا الكريم. قال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنتم تتم السبعين أمة، أنت أكرمها وأفضلها. جامع الترمذي. All praise and thanks and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, nourisher, provider and protector. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved master, whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him to guide the entire human being at the day of Qiyamah. As respected elders and brothers in Islam, first of all I would like to remind myself and you all, it is most important element in our life that we have to have it, taqwallah, God consciousness. Wherever we are, whatever we do, we have to obey the commandment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the taqwa in his life as well as hereafter. أُسِيكُمْ وَنَفْسِي أَوَّلًا بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. But respected elders and brothers in Islam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, the sustainer, the nourisher, the provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all the ni'mat, all the bounties, whatever we need in this dunya to live and to survive. Out of all the ni'mat, the greatest ni'mat is the kalima. We are having the iman. We are being Muslims. We are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of all the greatest ni'mat, nothing can compare for this iman. Being as a Muslim, we have to practice according to that. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Amongst all the ummah, the nation, previous nations, every Nabi, every Prophet who lived before us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly said, خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Amongst all the ummah, the best ummah is we are. Because we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further narrated in the Hadith Sharif, you are the ummah which will fulfill, أنتم تتم السبعين أمة. 70 nations, 70 ummah will complete by ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the last Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no Nabi after it. أَنْتَ أَكْرَمُهَا وَأَفْضَلُهَا. You have been honored, you have been respected in everywhere. Allah Akbar. So many respected elders and brothers in Islam, we have a great responsibility in this dunya. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us in this dunya, for this world, to prepare ourselves for akhirat, for the metaphysical world, hereafter. which is permanent, which is eternal, never ending, never lasting, which is true. So basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to this dunya to prepare ourselves that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in mention. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This worldly life compared to akhirat, compared to jannah, metaphysical world. When you compare everything and see, this is just temporary. This is nothing. For a mu'min, for a believer, it's like prison. Sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. For this believer, those who do believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kafirs, for them, there's no restriction. They can do anything, whatever. You can just imagine, we like to do certain things, our desire says, our nafs will say, you do this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment not to see, not to do. The commandment is that not to look. Allah has given us the eyes, through the eyes that we cannot look haram things. Yes, we cannot listen to haram things. Everything, whatever Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us as a ni'mat, that we should use carefully and we should answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great responsibility, my respected elders of Islam. The previous nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their mistakes and the fall of Hud alayhi salam, Shu'ayb alayhi salam, wa ila Madian akhahum Shu'ayba, wa ila Adin akhahum Huda. قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من اله غيره. Quran says many places the mistake what they have done and the punishment what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Lut alayhi salam's nation. They were given all the facilities, all the ni'mat. People who lived, they lived for long years, and the structure wise the huge people. And wealth-wise, they had gold and money, Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ كَانُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ فَبَغَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah gave everything, but they disobeyed the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, so the objective is that we are living here for a shorter term, shorter period, to obey the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever said in that, we cannot live according to the way we want. And further Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kayyitu man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'da al-mawt. Wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. In his word, a wise person will live, he will sacrifice his desire. مَنْدَانَ نَفْسَ وَعَمِلِ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْسِ. And he will think about hereafter. He will think about his mouth. When I die, this moment or this minute, there's no guarantee for it. So what is my situation? Where will I be? How can I face Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So my respected elders and brothers in love, so Allah loves us so much. That's why Allah is giving us chance and opportunity in our life to repent ourselves, to ask tawbah, istighfar, to do amal and come up. Chance has been given. For example, when you take the month, Allah says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ إِسْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةَ حُرُومٍ. The month Allah has created in that 12 months of year, إِنَّ اللَّهِ إِسْنَا عَشْرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Out of that 12 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made 4 months, sacred months, just haram, sacred means, in that, during those months, to do, if you do a sinful activity, you will get punished double the amount. That is Rajab, Dhul-Qa'da, Dhul-Hijjah, and the Muharram, the month we are here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving plenty of chance and opportunity month by month after Ramadan, Dhul-Hijjah, to fast. Every activity, every amal what we are doing, there is a promise behind it. When you do this, you will get it. Example, the Asura, fasting, those who fasted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to accept all our fastings and amal. The promise what has been said that will be forgiven the entire year's sins. So much respected brothers and sisters, when we are living in this dunya, we have to live such, we have to live in a way which we fear and have hope. Always. So that fear will make us not to do any sinful matter. But we are scared to do. Suppose we do something by mistake and we have a hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. For example, when you take, you know, we all must be knowing, we have that played during our childhood, that the ladder, snake and ladder game, Ludo. So from the beginning until you reach the finish, the number 100, we have a fear. Because every number, there is some to go up, there is a ladder, certain numbers when you get into that, you go up. Like how you go up, there is a snake also waiting for it. If you get caught to that, you come down. Even now, 99, there is a snake. So till you finish that game, you don't have that confidence. Every number it falls, what happens? Then example, my dear respected, then there's no Islam. Like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us chance and opportunity. So we make use of those chance and opportunity. It is very important. And Allama Iqbal is a great poetic person. He says, front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are nothing. We are nothing. How are we going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The greatest thing what we are doing, all the ni'mat what we are enjoying it, how are we going to face Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he is asking by Allah, forgive us, we are nothing in front of you. It is very important. Because as human beings, my respected in Islam, nobody is perfect. Only Allah Almighty is the perfect creator, the sustainer, the nourisher, the controller. It's perfect. Can do anything and everything. So as human being, as insan, then our job is that we listen to him, we obey, then there will be a smooth life. For example, when you take an organization, the organization structure is there. Whom you report into, who is in charge for each and every department. So those who are working under them, they should coordinate, or they should listen in order to have a smooth run. So each and every individual thinks, no, I am this, I am better, I don't want to listen, then it is difficult to run that organization. So likewise, my respected elders and brothers, that mentality, I am the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am nothing. Even though I have the power, I have wealth, I have influence, everything I have, I can do whatever I want, that mentality. Son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing. That can work sometimes only in this dunya, in this world, but hereafter, metaphysical world, it won't work. So they said, a wise person, Rasulullah created it, you have to earn for your akhirat. Allah says in the Quran, the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُقْوِي. Even the father, mother, brothers, sisters, they will also run away from you. Nobody will help. No influence can be done. Allah. So, with the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah has given us, we try to use towards akhirat. Make a means that through this I can enter Jannah. Every individual. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further he says, Inna Allah tajawaza al ummati al khata'u wal nisyan. For my ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven al khata'u wal nisyan. As human beings, we forget things. We do mistakes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. So after every salah, Allah will forgive our sins, the minor sins, every tawbah, every istighfar, every wudu, whatever good activities what we are doing, there is a fruit. So that's why my respected elders and brothers said, when we are doing each and every amal, ibadat, act of worship, we should know what is the benefit. What are we going to do, get it? Not doing just for the sake of doing or following behind. When you ask why I'm praying, why I'm following, no, everyone is praying, I must pray. Don't know what it is. No, shouldn't be that case. It is very important. Whatever we do, we learn, we should know that there is more effective on that. It is very important. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further he says, this hadith narrated in Musnad Ahmad, Tuba liman lam yarani, Tuba liman lam yarani sab'a mirara. Glad tidings, give glad tidings those who saw me. The Sahaba, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived with him. And Rasulullah says, for them glad tidings, and those who do not see me, give them 7 times the glad tidings, sab'a mirara, because they have not seen, but they follow me. They are the ummah of mine. It's very important. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, so my outline, today's khutbah, sermon is, mainly we have to focus on, to achieve something, it is very important amongst us, there should be unity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will be those who have unity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yadullahi ala al-jama'ati. Allah's help, those who have unity gathered. It's difficult to break that. وَعَتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hold the rope of unity tightly, do not deviate, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. So they respected the Jews of Islam. This one, the rich, the non-Muslims, they knew how to break the strength of a Muslim. They knew. Because the weapon, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, guided us, everything. When a problem comes, when a calamity comes, how to success, how to achieve it, how to get it, everything. As we mentioned in the Holy Quran, the Hadith, we are not making use of it. We are not benefiting. It is very important. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a problem between two tribes, Banu Musalat, Banu Khazraj. Because they had a problem. They had problems, you know, we are from this nation, that part. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam witnessed it and he saw, and he asked, what's wrong with you all? Why are you fighting for this? For small reasons, deviation. It is very important. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we have weaknesses. As human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in such way, weakness. Then only each one will realize the weakness and know each other. Rich. Allah has kept this world in such way, we are depending on each other. Husband, wife, children, father, poor, rich, learned people, intellectual people, like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected this dunya in such way, this world, this world beautifully. So each and everyone who is living here can benefit. Nobody can blame that we didn't get anything. This world is having injustice or whatever. That's how. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly stated, gave a statement, there will never be, have been part of my ummah if they don't look each other separately. Start looking each other separately, they are not being my ummah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly said, so because what happened, the problem starts, they are saying you are from another part, or you are from this jama'ah, this individual, you belong to that. So much respected elders and brothers in Islam, end of the day we are human beings. We have that feeling, we have the senses, we have the life, everything is there. Today we are living a life which is selfishness. We have lost no consciousness, self-respect. It is very important. Sad to say, there is no respect between the children, parents. And the dunya is such, This dunya, this world is such commercialized everything. We look other person, we look each other, what is the benefit am I getting from him? If I can get any benefit, then we'll have relationship. If not, go. Wow. That extent, that level has been there. There will be always, as ummah, as nation, there will be differences. There will be ups and downs. Mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُوا فِي الدِّينِ. Every firqa, every people, nation, they will have their differences, understand, according to that within work. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respected each and everyone. There is no difference between rich and poor, black or whatever. إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْ أَحْمَرٍ وَلَا أَصْوَرٍ إِلَّا أَنْ تَقْبَلَهُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهُ صَلَّى. You are not better because you are superior, you are that black. خَيْرْ أَحْمَرٍ, you are fair or dark. وَلَكِنْ أَقْبَلُهُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at your taqwa, how you are conducting. So during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a lady who was cleaning Masjid al-Nabawi. A slave, a worker. She suddenly passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know next day. Rasulullah got angry and said, why didn't you inform me that she has passed away, that I can go and pray, do the prayers and ask to her? So immediately Rasulullah went to the ziyarah and ask to her forgiveness for that meaning. So up to such extent, my respected elders and brothers, Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sallam. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to take lesson out of it. We have to listen, we have to understand. Even knowledge of deen when you take. Everybody is not hafiz or everyone is not alim or mufti. There is every, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. Each and every individual, some will be calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone's objective is what? That end of the day, we have to go to Jannah. We have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one likes to go to hellfire, Jahannam. But the way they are trying, the way they are doing it, in a different way, in the way they understand. So there is no right for us to say, you are wrong, you are going to hellfire. There is no right for us to judge, by respect to the Allah, to give the judgment. Judgment is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the day of Qiyamah, we can see who is right, who is wrong, who is the winner, whatever. So every individual starts thinking on how, what are my duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you start doing the duties, everyone has the duties towards the family, towards the workplace, towards the government, towards the every day, there is a haq for everything. So when you start doing it correctly, perfectly, thinking that way, with the consciousness, there won't be a problem in the world. Because everybody will be on their own and thinking about others. Allahu Akbar. So it's very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ummah will always have difference. That is a part of Ummah. When you take the fingers also, our own body, five fingers are different. Family when you take, brothers, sisters, each one thinking different. But end of the day, my respected brothers and sisters, as a family, we get united. The relationship is, we get together. But we have to respect each and everyone's opinion, understand each other. This is very important. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will be there. For example, when you take a soccer team, each and every individual will be playing in a different position. But the objective is what? To win and to hit a goal, to pass the ball. So they play each other, even the different positions, their objective is one and they to win. So like that, my respected elders and brothers, Allah has given the wealth, and this world has been given to everyone. Sometimes we might be wondering, why, what is happening? Allah says the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْفَتُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ. Do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgetting and leaving everything, no? You might be wondering, why is Muslims are being so massacred and what is like this? What is happening to them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned, don't think like that. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ, I have given them time. لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. The moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts punishing, then it is dangerous. It is the end of it. No one can stop it. The time has to come. The time has to come. So our weapon is anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, calamity, any problems, what? Unite yourself. One of that. And istighfar, ask forgiveness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask dua. It is very important. These things, when we are missing, when we are not doing, then we won't find the solution. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, in every promise of it, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah mentions mu'min, mu'min, believe. So mu'min, who are the mu'min? That Allah mentioned, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Qualities of a mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. They will pray on time. It's fear, it God consciousness, salatim khashi'un. وَالَّذِينَهُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. We will not get indulged in sinful manner, unnecessary things. So these are clear, my respected elders and brothers of Islam. So there is a difference. So every promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, though if we are mu'min, if we are following, if we are doing. Not for the sake of namesake of Muslims only, we don't practice, we don't do anything. We live a life the way we want. It is dangerous. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise, I mentioned, Rasulullah has recognized each and everyone. Once when a person came and gave salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his hands were rough. Rasulullah asked, why is your hands are so rough like this? And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I am a labor, I am working hard, this through this heart, this hand. Then immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed his both hands and Rasulullah made dua for him. And Rasulullah said, Al-Katibu Habibullah, those who earn halal way, difficultly, hardly earning people, that they are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. That's why my respected elders and brothers Islam, the hadith is, the person who is working, the worker, immediately we have to give their wages without delay. If he delays, that is also haram. That is also sinful act. He's working expecting that and you don't give it. What a zulm upon it. What a oppression. So every individual, my respected elders and brothers Islam, alhamdulillah, today we know many things we are listening, we are hearing, we know. But we are not practicing when it comes to practical. When it comes to really the practical situation, scenario, we have to see whether we are practicing or we are zero. Failing. That's how we use our selfishness. Allahu Akbar. Same like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, My Sahaba, ashabi kal nujum, My Sahaba, they are the shining stars. You can follow whoever you want. You follow him, he will be guided. Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala, the richest person in the world. His assets by billions. Who we think that is a billionaire in the world nowadays? More than that. Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala, he had the fear, God consciousness. Whatever he did, he made sure he distributed. He gives sadaqah, he gives zakah. Allahu Akbar. Because he knew the gravity of it. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me as a means that to look after them. If I don't do it properly, I will be answered. He gets everything. So every Sahaba, my respect to Allah and Allah Islam, everyone has. So each and everyone has their own capacity. Through that, we can get the Jannah, fulfill those. Pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mustn't think that, we mustn't get disappointed that I can't do what he's doing. He is such person, he is doing everything. No. If Allah has made you of example, professionally, you are accountant, you do the job properly, with a good intention, Allah also. Through that you can earn Jannah. A businessman, Allah has given plenty of wealth, the talent, through that you enter Jannah. A tajir, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a true businessman, a saduq, al ameen, مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. They will be resurrected in the day of Qiyamah with the Sahaba, with the Nabi. We are not Nabi, the Sahaba, but if you have the quality, speaking truth, that's what it is. So my respected elders and brothers, today we have an easy blame, you know, we claim. We have wrong, we do mistakes, and we are not supposed to accept that mistake. Willing to accept that mistake. The moment we accept the mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate our powers, our decisions and everything. What happened to Shaitan? Shaitan, he believed, he was not accepting the mistake. Said, I can't do sajada. You have created khalaqtani min naar wa khalaqtahu min teen. How can I do sajada? For human being, I have been created with a fire. Then immediately Allah Abba was takbara wa kana min al kafirin. He became a kafir. He has been given, he's an angel out of them, teacher for all the angels. The power is given to misuse. So my respected elders and brothers now. So sometimes we have the mistake and easily we put the blame, you know, they are. Because especially when we are living in this country, we are living with others. We think this is our own, we can do whatever we want. We have to. Few years before, see, our great grandfather, they also lived very nicely without any problem. They had trust. Everything they gave to us, now what happened to those trust has been broken? The business or whatever. Because our activity, because our actions, anything when we take, in our function comes. The way we park the vehicle. So every one we have to live with a consciousness, with a sensitivity. That we shouldn't harm others is very important. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally advised that we have to remain together as ummah. A beautiful example. During the time of Rasulullah Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, Siffin, battle took place. So that time, the king tried to take advantage and said, Ali, I will send the army and fight against Muawiyah. The reply was given, you know what, we will get together, we all Muslims will get together and fight against you. By the respect of the Prophet, this is very important. Our own mistakes and faults we are showing to others. We have been fighting because the ego, because the anger, do this person, take it. We have to solve amongst us. If the problem goes to a third party, how ugly is it? We are weakening ourselves. It's very important. So we have to think twice before we start doing something. When we start doing something, our nafs will say, we'll do this, it's good. But we have to think in a longer run. By doing these certain activities, what will happen to the community? What will happen? What is the effect to the country? Nafs will be, shaitan is said that always will show, it is a good activity, you do it. We have to show our concern. But always our concern is with the dua, with amal and ibadah. That is possible. Fasting. And a beautiful story during the time of Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi. His own student, because as a student and teacher, they don't have any differentiate. When the teacher is teaching, his student Abdul Rahman and Yunus,
he suddenly he didn't agree with his ustad and he walked away. And the night, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi went to his student's house and tapping the door. And student is asking, who is this? The ustad says, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi says, your ustad Shafi. And he cried, he hugged him and cried and said, Yunus, only in one matter you disgraced, I mean, you didn't agree with me and you got angry and walked away. There are 99 things, many things that we have to get together to bring this ummah, to bring them together. It's very important. So my respected elders and mothers, Allah has given us enough of the intellectual, wise thinking, all these things. Before we start doing certain things, we think the betterment of the ummah, the family, without being selfish. So may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best in this life as well as the akhirat. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the Jannatul Firdaus.